I am here with Tom Slight, President and CEO of the United States Grain Council here at the National Farm Broadcasters Association. Tell us, Tom, what you guys are doing with the Grain Council there, ending our year 2012.
Well, James, very simple. We're here representing U.S. Farmer interest, corn, sorghum, and barley, marketing that grain around all around the world through our network of offices and personnel that meets with customers 24/7 and 366 this year. You get a bonus.
Well, let's talk the Farm Bill. What are you guys doing to get this passed, and what's your ideas, thoughts, and opinions on what the rest of your producers and consumers should be doing?
Well, it's kind of an interesting dilemma for us. The Farm Bill is not well known, and one of the things, another reason to get the Farm Bill moving is that it's a public-private partnership between the U.S. Grains Council, taking checkoff dollars, matching that with agribusiness contributions, and then that's matched again by U.S. Department of Agriculture funding. That U.S. Department of Agriculture funding is no longer authorized when the Farm Bill lapsed on October 1st. So we're going through some different, working very close with the USDA to keep our offices open as long as we can. But if the Farm Bill doesn't get passed, we might be forced with furloughing employees and closing offices come sometime in February.
So what are you guys doing to educate those around you about the importance of the Farm Bill?
I think we're just talking about the fact that trade is very important to U.S. agriculture. We're coming off record years of agricultural surpluses in trade. It's one of the few positive contributors to our overall balance of trade. But again, a lot of folks, a lot of producers, and a lot of businesses don't realize that this public-private partnership funding is part of the Farm Bill, and that funding has lapsed.
Talking about some of your guys' partnerships, would you like to elaborate on some specific ones that you guys are working with?
Yeah, we work with 29 different checkoff entities for corn, sorghum, and barley throughout the United States. Around 100 agribusinesses from John Deere down to Monsanto, Case, Pioneer, and then grain exporting companies, Cargill, ADM, so forth, and on down through a broad variety of implement, transportation, merchandising companies, all with one common interest, making trade work around the world.
Talking about trade and exports and things like that, how has the drought affected that, and what is your guys's goals for the next upcoming year to meet that demand that we already know we're going to have?
Yeah, the key part, Jamie, right now is that the international customers are asking, what's going on with this drought? What are the numbers? What's the production going to be? And more importantly, is the U.S. farmer going to be there for me in the future? Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Mexico, all around the world, they have a very similar question. What's going to go on with production next year? Will the U.S. farmers' commitment to international trade remain? And we're out there right now telling them, yes, we're here, and we're here to meet your needs now and into the future.
You guys just wrapped up your 2012 Export Exchange. Kind of talk on how that is affected and the results and the reviews of that bringing in those buyers.
It was really fantastic. We had over 200 buyers coming in from all around the world, matching them with well over 200 sellers from here in the United States, bringing buyer and seller together. It's a fantastic program for us that worked really well. We had sales consummated at that meeting, over $5 million in corn sales, soybean sales, DDGS sales, all across the world. The main success is getting buyer and seller together, coming with a strong message of cooperation, knowing the people that you're selling to, meeting your customers face-to-face, and there's a very strong message from the international customers. We need U.S. grain and co-products.
Great message to end with. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Again, Tom Slight, President and CEO of the United States Grain Council. I am Jamie Johansson.